To all the non-believers.
How did that?
To all the non-believers. Especially you, Tom Jackson. We have our back, Keyshawn. Anybody can be beat.
So how did that just feel?
Feel great. Poetic justice. We know we were a much better team than we came up and represented ourselves. And we were pissed off. We was ready to come back and show what type of defense, what type of team this was, what kind of character we had. We take a lot of slack. People gave us no chance, like we barely made the playoffs. We're a good football team.
It looks like this team played with anger all day. Why, Bart?
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense, like we're the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we don't want to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
There you have it. The Bart Scott show. You all have heard it before. And, you know, I think that that interview is really going to lead into what we're about to get into now, because I'm pretty sure a lot of you can't wait to hear where you fall. And, you know, it's anyone can be beat, you know, but the teams in the top seven here, you better bring your A game when you're coming, because they're going to disrespect you one way or another. So what I want to do, man, is I'm going to just jump into this real quick and just give a quick recap of last episode of the owner's ranking. So the last episode, you know, we worked our way up. We did the rankings from 14 through 8. And, you know, we started at the bottom of the barrel with Mr. Nate, followed by Mr. Shady. And number 12, we had Tyler here. As you guys have all heard the news that Tyler is not going to be playing this year. So welcome back, Mr. Corey. No, I'm not calling you Big Dick on this podcast. Sorry. So, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to rank Mr. Corey there. But at least he's got a chance this year to, you know, to come in and kind of just show up, right? Or show out, whichever one. And let's see where he falls. So we had Jason coming in at 11, Walt at 10, RJ 9, and then we had Cam at 8. So now it's time to jump into the top 7. And we're just going to go right at it. Coming in at number 7, it's my dog, Jesse. That's right, folks. Jesse's coming at number 7, and this was a tough spot, right? But I think the only reason Jesse's here is because of, you know, really the amount of time that he spent in the league, right? So he's definitely showing improvement year over year, and he's absolutely climbing. So for being in the top 7 for the first time ranking, I think this is a great spot for Jesse. There's only 2 teams in the league that's ever scored, you know, over 1,800 points in a season, and Jesse's one of them. Jesse actually held the record up until 2 years ago. And, you know, there's one guy in the league that's only scored 1,900 points. And you guys want to hear something crazy? 2018, Jesse scored 1,800. Jesse scored 1,899.9 points. 0.9. He missed 1,900 points by 0.1. I mean, I think that's got to hurt more than RJ and I freaking tie-in. That's tough to deal with. You know, I mean, he could have been up there with, you know, with someone else in the league, being the only 2 teams to ever score 1,900 points, but that's still nothing to sneeze at. So like I said, Jesse kind of held that record for quite some time. So kudos there, my friend. All right, so now we're moving into the number 6 spot. And the number 6 spot is going to go to the guy. He drafted a guy in his rookie year, and no one knew who the heck he was. But all I remembered was him yelling the words, "Kenny G!" Do we know who that is? It's none other than our commissioner, Mark Smith. Don't know how we heard about Kenny G, but that was his guy's rookie year. I don't recall how well Kenny G played his rookie year, but all I can tell you is that he's a superstar now, and he's on the New York Giants, and that's all that really matters. So, yeah, we have Mark coming at number 6, and we all know the deal. You know, last year I really thought that Mark was going to be the team to beat. You know, just looking at the team he had, he was just stacked at every single position, well-rounded team. But, you know, towards the end of the season, not quite sure what happened there. It just seems like he just fell off. You know, but we all know Mark is always going to be in the middle of it, right? Mark, he pretty much, there's a reason why he started this league, right? It's because he's been playing this game for quite some time, that he has an extensive knowledge of the game. And, you know, he's going to be tough to deal with every Sunday, right? So, so we have Mark coming to number six, and I am pretty sure, you know, he's going to do everything he can to, you know, try to move up this year. But I'm sure there's some guys below him that's going to try to fight him for that spot. So, Mr. Commissioner, good job in cracking the top seven here. Now we're going to move up to number five. At number five, you have Mr. World Boss himself. Yes, I'm actually number five. And, you know, it's, I could have easily sat here and put myself at number one, right? Because I am the best, if you really think about it. But, you know, there's some other guys in the league. I have to give them their credit. You know, personally, I feel like I'm a real student of the game. You know, I'm always, you know, willing to learn. You know, winning a championship in 2016, taking a year off in 2017, coming back in 2018 and making it to the finals. You know, I think that kind of speaks for itself. So I think the spot that I'm in right now, it's a pretty good spot for me. And but one thing I can guarantee you is that next year I'm going to be a little higher than this. So watch out. Coming into number four, you know, this one was really tough for me. But it was Luke. Yeah, it's Luke, you know. So I want you guys to think about this for a second. So I have Luke ranked number four. So there's three other guys in the league that I think are more dangerous than Luke. And really, you know, Luke can easily be the king of this league, right? You know, I think this guy, he's just, if you really think about it, man, he's got, you know, tied for the highest win percentage in the league. You know, he's tied for the most wins in the league. He's the first team to hit 50 wins. He's the, you know, leading the league in career points with over 9,800 points. You know, he's got three division titles, you know, which is the most in the league. So it's, just think about that for a second, right? A guy who's accomplished so much, you know, sitting at number four. So that only tells you how dangerous I feel that the guys above him are. And, you know, I have a great deal of respect for Luke. Absolutely understands the game, you know, but I just feel that there's just something holding Luke back. And I think he kind of, he figured that out as well, right? So I think he's going to go back to Luke's official team, because the year 2014, that was his team, and he actually made it to the finals. So maybe that's all he needs, a name change. So we'll see what Mr. Balzac Ertz does here this year. So we have Luke coming in at number four. Coming in at number three, it's Ryan. You know, so here's another guy that personally, you know, the years that Ryan spent in the league, I considered Ryan the most dominant player that I've seen. And what I want you to understand about Ryan is this. So you have guys that, you know, if they beat you by 30 points, they're happy. Ryan is that guy that if he beats you by 30 points, he's not happy. He wants to beat you by 70 or 80 points every single game. So when you see a guy like that on the schedule, it's going to drive some fear into you, because you know he's always, always, always going to bring his A game, right? He's always looking to rip your heart out, even after you're laying there dead. That's just the kind of guy that Ryan is. And, I mean, having someone like that as your opponent on Sunday, it's definitely something to think about, something to lose sleep over. I just have a great deal of respect for Ryan. He absolutely understands the game. He's not afraid to go out and get what he wants and just take what he wants, right? And you really have to admire that, you know. And funny thing is, you know, Ryan actually has, you know, two scoring titles, which is the most in the league, right? And he's been out of the league for some time. And he's got two division titles, and that's just one behind Luke. So, you know, I just felt like, you know, Ryan had an opportunity to just be the most dominant team in the league. And I just feel that now he's back, he understands that. You know, the fact that we kept his stats and he's seen where he is now and where he could have been, I think that's just going to drive him to be even more dangerous this year. So if there's one person that I think you should really, really be worried about, it's Ryan. Now, down to the top two. So we have Chris and we have Bill. So this one was really tough for me. And, you know, it wasn't easy, right? Both of these guys are great. As you guys all know, these two guys are the only two guys that have multiple championships in the league. But there's only, you know, there's only room for one at the top, right? And what does it take to be number one? I don't know. You heard it from Nelly. Number one, that's your winner. Number two is not a winner. And number three, no one really cares about, right? Everyone forgets about number three. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump all the way into number one. We're going to skip two and go to number one. So my number one team heading into the 2021 fantasy football season is Chris Cummins and the Who Dat Nation squad. That's right, folks. Chris is my number one team heading into this year. And I want you guys to think about this for a second. So I think a lot of you guys forget what Chris did in 2018 and 2019. So even though Chris didn't make the playoffs last year, I want you guys to look at this for a second. Chris dominated the league in 2018, dominated the league again in 2019, and he fell off in 2020. And you know, I'm sitting and I'm thinking about this and I'm asking myself, you know, what happened? And then just like that, I figured it out. And it was the fans. It was just fucking COVID. That's all it was. So I just sat back and I realized, I said, you know what? Chris is an entertainer. He just couldn't make it through the season without the fans in the stand. You know, and I could relate to that, man. You know, I spoke to Chris afterwards and he goes, you know what? If I can't do it for the fans, I don't want to do it at all. Right? So with that alone, knowing that we're going to have fans back in the stand this year, it's only leading me to believe that Chris is going to retain that number one spot. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it here. I think the two teams that are going to be in the finals this year are going to be Ryan and Chris. That's just my take, and I do feel that this year Chris is going to find a way to pull it off again. It's hard for me to ignore what this man did 2018, 2019. As you guys remember what I mentioned earlier about the only team that scored 1,900 points, you probably know by now, it's Chris. I just can't say enough about this guy, man. You know, you just the way he goes about the game. You know, he's, if you really pay attention to Chris at the draft, you know, he's there. He's the way he carries himself, the way he got his notes, the way he just pay attention to him this year. He might change it up now that I mention it, but if you really pay attention, man, he's he knows, you can tell he's very focused. He knows what he's about. And he always just somehow find a way to make it happen. And, you know, I'm really excited about what he's going to do this year. You know, you're talking about a guy who's got, you know, geez, probably the most trophies in the league. I'll have to go back and check. But, you know, he's done a lot. I think he missed the winning feelings he got back in 2018 and 19. I'm sure last year pissed him off. And like I said, baby, the fans are back. And with the fans coming back, look out for Chris. So, which leads me now to number two, which is Bill. Now, yes, our champ falls at number two. And there's really nothing bad we can say about Bill, right? We already know Bill's two-time champion. You know, great deal of respect for this guy. Another guy that fully understands the game. And, you know, probably the only guy, maybe there's a few other guys in the league, but, you know, he's only in one league, right? So he focuses all his attention in this league. And, you know, that makes it a lot easier sometimes. You know, you're not a guy like me who's in like seven. But, you know, I just feel that, you know, with everything that Bill has done, you know, I don't think there's much room for improvement because he's really great at what he does. And I know he's probably gonna be okay with being number two. I'm sure he would like to be number one. But if I know Bill, you know, he's sitting back right now listening to this saying, okay, sure, I'm number two, but the trophy's mine, right? And we get that. We understand. It's all about winning, right? It's all about the trophy. And right now, you know, Bill can sit and say, yep, I'm the champ, right? And we all have to respect that, which is why I just feel that, you know, with these rankings heading into this year, so many guys have so much to prove. I just think it's going to be really exciting. So, you know, I really hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope some of you are pissed off with where you fall and you just want to come out and just rip your opponent heads off. So I'm going to give you guys a quick recap. We're going to start from one, work our way down. So number one on our list, Chris. Number two, Bill. Ryan at three. Luke at four. T at five. Mark at six. Kenny G. Jesse at seven. Cam eight. RJ nine. Walt 10. We had Jason 11. We had Tyler at 12. Shady at 13. And Nate at 14. Sorry, Corey. We'll get you next time. All right, folks. That's it. Those are my rankings of all of you lovely owners out there heading into the 2021 season. I can't wait for us to do the draft order so we can see where everyone's picking. I know Jesse wants to do it right now, but I think that's might be a little too early there, but we'll give it some time. All right, folks. That's it. Enjoy. Until the next episode.